98.1 KZE. Once again, we find ourselves in Friends Day, brought to you by the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz. Delighted to welcome today a band who came all the way from Sharon, Connecticut, and you can see them live this Friday at one of our favorite places, Rojan Brewing in Hillsdale. Please welcome to Friends Day on KZE, Carol and Nick.
Thank you.
Thank you.
East of the sun, west of the moon, we'll build a dream house of love, dear. Near to the sun of the day, near to the moon at night, been living lovely, wait, dear, living our love, pale moonlight, just you and I, dear. Forever and a day, love will not die, we'll keep it that way. Up above the stars for fire, harmony like two, love the two. East of the sun, west of the moon, dear. East of the sun, west of the moon.
KZE. Carol and Nick are my guests in the studio today, and there really are just two people here, despite the many instruments you may think you're hearing. We got a seven-string guitar, Nick holding it down on the bass, and Carol vocal and percussion at the same time. I'm wildly impressed. You guys are great.
Thank you very much.
This is why at some point we created this little line for ourselves, the small band with the big sound.
Yeah.
Because I think people... they see, you know, a guy with a guitar and a chick singer, and they sort of think they know what they're going to hear. And Nick sounds like
surprise.
A guitar player, a rhythm guitar player, a soloist, a bass player, and I sound like a vocalist and a percussionist. So we're like five people in one.
Very portable.
Yep. Well, that's how it started.
Well, that's also an aspect of it. You know, having played in New York City for so many years, it's just fewer mouths to feed on a
Absolutely.
Certain level.
Oh, yeah.
But we also really got into it, especially I play this special guitar, which has a bass string.
Yeah.
And it allows me to fill in a lower range and also provide a time aspect that connects with her playing snare or any other kind of percussion. So there's a rhythmic element that is often not so explicit in you know,
like a jazz duo,
jazz duo kinds of things, you know. Yeah, yeah.
And I'm an accidental percussionist. No, it's true. I'm a singer by training, but like 20 years ago I was in a vocal workshop with this wonderful big band singer named Anne Marie Moss, who said, you know, singers, jazz singers, spend a lot of time thinking about which key they want things and their key centers and their, you know, how much they're on pitch and a lot of stuff. And they just don't spend enough time paying attention to rhythm, you know.
Which is very important in jazz.
Which is really important. It's important in jazz, but like sometimes they cede it to the band or, you know. And she said, do yourself a favor. And she said, go out and get yourself a pair of these. I know I'm on radio, so it's a pair of wire brushes.
Yep.
And I'm dating myself because I did. I went to the Drummers Collective on 6th Avenue in Manhattan and bought a pair and went home. And now I'm truly dating myself because I didn't have a drum. I played on a phone book.
Sure.
And I just started playing time for myself.
I'm sure your neighbors thanked you for starting
Well, for years I've been playing, learning tunes at the piano because I play piano. And I started learning tunes just with a time feel. And then I was like, I like this. And one day I bought a drum and someone taught me how to play drums.
And so another thing that has come up in live performance quite often, you hear it all the time, is that people do live looping, and which is part of what we do. When Carol was singing the main form of the song, I was looping an accompaniment part with the bass lines and all of that.
Ah.
And so then when the form comes back to the top again, it's time for me to solo, I hit play. And people do this in solo performance. I attended a Pat Metheny concert at Carnegie Hall where he did that.
Love him, yeah.
He did a lot of that too. So I think it's a valid performance thing. It's not pre-recorded. Sometimes some people ask me, said, did you record that in advance? I said, no, we do it all live.
Live. Like, it's funny to hear you say that you think it's valid. I'm like, of course it's valid.
Of course, but you know, it's not like having canned music
right
as you arrive in the studio.
No, not at all. I mean, I don't think anything that's done live is not cheating as far as I'm concerned. You know, I've seen folks use there's like a pedal they make that'll harmonize with you now. That you know, you got to like play the note on your instrument, but it'll kind of like put like an ah in the background on the harmony note for you. So if you're a solo singer and you want harmony,
and sometimes they will change it, you know, the tuning of it, so that if you're in a new key, then everything that is you know in tune with that particular key center of the song, you can switch it from tune to tune.
That's,
you know?
So cool. Yeah.
The trickiest thing for us when we first started, we've been doing this about 10 years. Was holding our time.
Yeah.
Because the looper never lies.
Right. Yep.
So if you speed up, don't worry, the form will turn over and you'll hear it. You're like, oh gosh, I guess we sped up, didn't we? Those are sort of early problems.
Yeah. And I think when you're looping with just one person, that can be a challenge. But when you're looping with two people and percussion and the guitar coming back, you really need to know how to nail your tempo and just not move. So that was, I think, what we did.
So should we...
You want us to do another one?
I would love another one. Yeah. Also, quick shout out to the show on Friday night at Rodan Brewing in Hillsdale. If you guys want to see Carol and Nick in person, which I recommend, it's very impressive to watch, as well as to listen to. But yeah, what do you got for us next?
All right, shall we do the Gene and Melissa? Yeah, let's do that.
Which one?
Small Hotel.
Okay.
Right.
Cool.
This is one that we learned from some musicians in New York City that we admire very much. A singer named Melissa Stilianu. And the marvelous guitarist who has taught us so much, Gene Bertoncini. And this is a song that they do called
Hotel.
A Small Hotel.
Like a lot of great songs, it's from a musical.
So here we go.
With a wishing well, I wish that we were there together. There's a bridal suite, one room, bright and neat, complete for us to share together. Looking through the window, I can see a distant steeple. Not a sign of people. Who needs people when that steeple bell says good night? Sleep well, we'll thank the small hotel together. Thank you. kind of people who needs people. When that steeple bell says good night, sleep well, we'll thank the small hotel. We'll fall into our little shell and we will thank the small hotel. Together we'll thank that small hotel in some little town, just like this little town. So sweet, it is so sweet, you know. So sweet, so sweet.
KZE. It's Carol and Nick on Friends Day. You can see them on Friday night at Rojan Brewing in Hillsdale. And sounds like this is a bit of a regular gig for you guys, right?
Yes. You know, we play there several times a year. There are a lot of bands
they have
vying
music
for position.
Yeah. And they have lots of music.
They have a lot of music there.
We
yeah.
play other places locally. And mm-hmm. But we're fortunate. We actually have been playing there for a while. A
couple of years now.
And
yeah.
It's a wonderful yeah. venue there.
And really, everybody, go to Rojan any night of the week. Steve and Kathy are just great. They've been very nice to us. Great beer, great food, and just the nicest people you
yeah,
could ever
meet. It's
deal
a good
with,
hang,
you know.
With or without.
It's yeah, a business yeah. worth supporting. You know, we really love them. Yeah,
we're fans here at KZE. Yeah. Also,
of course. Yeah.
So, one of the things that got us started on this wasn't just the arrangement of what we do, but it's very interesting when you tell people you're jazz musicians and what people think that means.
Well, there's a lot of types of jazz.
And there's a yeah. lot of types of jazz, and we've both mm-hmm. been involved in all mm-hmm. different kinds of jazz. But mm-hmm. it was interesting because when we first started playing together, that this was born of real respect for melody and lyrics, mm-hmm. like really honing very close to what that is. And you know, I feel real responsibility with the lyrics. Like, you're telling a story, you've really got to connect to it. There are certain songs I don't do because the lyrics just feel too dated and odd to me.
Interesting. Like what? I'm curious. I mean, like,
holding hands till midnight, neath the starry sky. That, you know, and there's yeah, like references yeah, yeah. to white picket fences and women wearing aprons.
It's not relatable to you.
It's not really relatable. Right, right. Not that I don't have an apron.
Not with a DJ in cowboy boots.
Yeah. And not that I don't have an apron and wear it in my kitchen, but there is certain
I don't actually. Yeah. Not that I wouldn't. I just right. happen to not have one.
You know, so there's that. But also, mm-hmm. you know, Nick's done a lot of different kinds of music, but really making your solos very melody based.
Yeah, I mean, it's really about respect for the song.
Yeah,
for us, you know, and really, you know, sometimes, and this is not to put any bands down, but sometimes I don't know what the song is that they're playing, and I only found out at the end because yeah. I walked in halfway through a song. That's something that's a little foreign to our thinking.
So there's an improvisational aspect to what you do, but not kind of the fully, like, take it to space and dissonance. And
and that's great music,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
you know, without question. Yeah, I mean, there's some wild angular stuff there where if you're sort of in a receptive mood for that kind of music, it can take you to some fantastic places.
Absolutely.
As a listener,
yeah.
you know. You've got to be sort of open to that, of course. But that is not the essence of this.
Right, and it's not to say that we both, I do vocal improv stuff, and Nick certainly writes other kinds of jazz, but this really felt like what we wanted to do was to stay grounded in this.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it just feels like if you're going to go do all of that other stuff, you got to know where the music started.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I love these songs, you know, the standards, and I think it's important to keep them alive in 2025, you know, and keep doing them with yeah. with a modern spin.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, beautiful.
Should
yeah.
we do one more for
I would
you?
Love that, yeah.
Okay, great.
So we also do a lot of Jobim. A
lot of Latin.
A lot
of Brazilian music.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're going to give you a little taste of that.
We're giving you the abbreviated, non-excursive version.
If you want the really one where we do jam yeah. out and do play yeah. kind of a little more out there, you got to come hear us live.
Yeah. Oh, I can tell it's going to be a great show.
Thank you. All right, here we go. So there are many wonderful Joe Beam songs, and we've gotten into some of the less well-known of them, but this one, it was very quite popular, and the jazzy musicians have been playing it for years. This is called Triste.
Sad is to live in solitude, far from your tranquil altitude. Sad is to know that no one ever could live on a dream that can never be, will never be. Dream of awake, wake up and see. Your beauty is an aeroplane. So high my heart can't bear the strain. A heart that starts when you pass by, only to cause me pain. Sad is to live in solitude.
KZE, Carol and Nick from Sharon, Connecticut. Catch them on Friday at Rojan Brewing in Hillsdale. That was absolutely fabulous. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you
so much
for having us.
Lots of fun.
And where can we go to find your music online, support your music?
You can go to
carolandnickduo.com.
Boom.
Ask for us by name.
And if you go there, we actually have a fair amount of stuff on YouTube, but you can find our YouTube channel. Go to our website, our calendars there, our YouTube links and all that.
Perfect.
Groovy stuff.
Carol and Nick Duo. Thank you guys so much. I hope you'll come back and see us again soon.
Yeah.
Sure, that'd be fun.
Bring you some new songs. Thanks so much for having us.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure. We got your community bulletin board and Stella up next on 98.1 KZE.